You are listening to Living Spirit Radio, the holistic living show with Dr. Leslie, your bridge to wholeness. I'd like to first of all welcome everyone. Dr. Leslie, this is going to be an amazing show. That word isn't even covering it, but I'm searching for a word because it's going to be an enlightening show.
Yeah.
There we go. That feels better.
The light is coming.
Yes.
It's the light's moving up.
Okay. Yes, indeed.
It's an exciting day. And, you know, big things are happening on the planet.
Absolutely. Can we talk about that for a minute?
Well, you know, I'd love to actually bring that topic up with our very special guest.
Very special guest.
Yeah, when she comes on.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's a lot going on. Listeners who have been working through the Pain to Gain series with us, we just want to say, we're bringing in a special interjection into our plans today, and we have a very, very special guest who's going to be joining us at a particular moment on the planet. This is Judy Satori, who is a very long-standing friend of mine and soul sister, I have to say. We have known each other for 20 years, and we're close friends and work together some in New Zealand.
Okay.
And then as life unfolded, we both were brought to the United States within a short time of each other, I'd say about 18 months apart.
Okay.
After that long. So Judy, who is a native New Zealander, is now living in New York, and I'm living in North Carolina. So we're both on the East Coast, and it's kind of beautiful how sometimes as life moves, it carries your soul family with you.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing.
Isn't
it?
Yes. Yes. So we have some very exciting conversations to be had this morning. Judy is going to be sharing with us about her upcoming trip to France.
Okay.
And about the awakening of the Mary Magdalene energies.
Profound.
Okay. Now, for those of you who've been following the Pain to Gain series, I just want to touch base on that because these things bridge to one another. Okay. As many things in life do, there are practical tools and understandings to be had when we start looking at this energetic change and the conversation that we're going to be having today with Judy. And we left off last week with talking about raising our allowance. And
that's
we were playing the allowance game.
Yeah.
Love
okay. It.
We were stepping up that emotional stairs. I'm going to call it the ladder.
Let's call it a ladder.
Okay. We're learning how to take control of what's going on in our lives by becoming the drivers who are sitting in that seat and determining what we're going to be holding in our minds. Okay.
Yes.
Because our minds are going to be making a difference as to the frequency that we're holding and what shows up in our life.
That's
okay?
right.
Okay. So
That's
when
right.
we hold an intention, if we have blockage going on, then we are not going to have the materialization of what we're wanting in life if there's blockage there. And we block that from showing up with our thoughts.
Wow.
Okay, so if we're hanging out at the bottom of that emotional ladder and thinking.
The stinking thinking will keep you at the bottom of the ladder, people.
That's right, and keep you from getting what you really want in life.
Okay? Right.
So we were talking about moving up that ladder, stepping into being able to observe what we're thinking and make a new choice, okay, which only happens one step at a time. And we were talking about moving into thoughts that are more empowering, okay?
Yes.
Now, what I'd like to do now is bring on dear friend and amazing spiritual teacher. Judy has been really doing incredible work for the Holy Spirit around the whole globe, and I believe she visited 22 countries last year.
Wow, that in itself is a feat.
Yeah, she's a powerful, there'll be many names for it. Right now I'm going to say she's a powerful vessel of Christ and the Christed energies.
Okay.
And a vessel of light that's bringing lifting light and enlightenment to the planet.
All right,
and giving us practical tools in a lot of ways as well. So we want to join in with Judy today. And after the interview, we're going to talk a bit more about how these energetic changes and awakenings that she's helping us tap into affect that emotional ladder.
Okay.
And our power to manifest.
And this is a part of the gain.
That's true. Yeah. The gain that we're moving into in life.
Yes.
Judy?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi. Judy,
welcome. It's very nice to be speaking to you both today and to all the listeners who are listening to the program. Thank you very much.
Welcome. Welcome. Now, Judy, this is a special time for the planet and in your own life right now. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. I'm actually leaving tomorrow to go to France. Myself, I've been guided to go there by spirit. And last year in July, Tim, my husband, and I were drawn to go to a place called St. Maximin de la Balme, which is a little town in Provence. And in that town, there's quite a large monastery, an abbey, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed in the hotel next to the abbey. And in that abbey, reputed to be the bones of Mary Magdalene, and she's supposed to be buried there in the crypt. And we went down to the crypt and sat there with her energies for a while. And then we went to the cave called the Grotto, which is called La Sainte-Barne, which is probably about 45 minutes drive from the little town of Maximin de la Balme. And the cave is, walk about 90 minutes to the cave. And in the cave and the chapel, which is built into the cave, is looked after by Dominican priests and nuns and has been for centuries.
A chapel inside a cave?
Yes, it's incredible. It's absolutely beautiful. And
do they
have it
decorated in a particular way?
It's not heavily decorated, but it is very sanctified and very beautiful inside.
Mm.
It's a special chapel. It's actually a chapel. It's not just a cave.
Uh-huh.
And so we walked to the cave and the cave chapel, and we meditated in the cave chapel. And then later that night, I get a lot of messages from spirit all the time, and I know you do too. And later that night, we were asked to go there, to be there at that cave at 7 o'clock in the morning the next day.
7 o'clock.
And interestingly enough, the next day just happened to be the 7th of July, 2012.
Wow.
So we needed to be there at 7:77 at that time. So we got up about 5:30 and we drove in the dark to where we parked our car, which is also next to a place called the Hostellerie de la Balme, which is a hostel where visitors can stay if you want to spend time with the Mary energy.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's where I'm going to be staying for 3 weeks when I go tomorrow.
Oh.
So we walked through the forest, and it's a very beautiful and very sacred forest because in the 13th century, when the bones of Mary Magdalene were discovered and the area was sanctified and considered to be a very special place of God, the forest was kept intact. It had never been cut, so it's a very ancient sacred forest. And we walked through this forest for about 90 minutes, and then we reached a series of stone steps, and these are the stone steps that are shown on the image of the photo that I took, that I think many people will have seen, because I think you posted it on Facebook.
Yeah, that photo's on Facebook, and we'll be putting that on your website and the Bridge Holistic Healing website so that people will have easy access to that beautiful photo that you took.
Well, we walked up the steps, and it was dawn, early morning, and we stood in front of the locked gates of the chapel, because the chapel doesn't open until 8 or 8:30, and we were there at 7. And I took some photos. That particular photo I took, I didn't see the light coming down when I was taking the photo. It was only after I looked at the photo that I saw this beam of light shining down onto the steps.
Oh. Yes, it looks like a column of white light, doesn't it?
It does. It does look like a column of white light.
It's a vertical column. It's beautiful.
I still remember feeling energy coming into my body, because as I'm sure most people know who know me, I'm a channel for God's energy, really. And I felt this energy tingling through me and my whole being open to something.
Wow.
And what happened was that exactly 7 o'clock, the bells of the chapel in the cave started to toll. And at exactly 7 o'clock, I started to speak this very long sequence of light language that went on and on for actually 11 minutes. So it finished exactly at 11 minutes past 7, exactly at the same moment as the bells stopped playing, tolling. Wow. It's like the bells went on and on and on and on, and it was quite a surprise to Tim and I that they did go on and on and on and on, because I felt, why do they play at 10 o'clock for 11 minutes? Maybe they don't do that every day, but they did it that day.
Like and a divinely orchestrated concert.
Like a heavenly choir, actually.
Yes.
It was incredible. And I just felt there was a lot of energy coming into me, into the earth. I'm not quite sure at the moment why it was coming through, but I know that we needed to be there at that time for a reason. And then we went away. And it wasn't until much later last year, I think November, that Spirit asked me to go back to this cave now in February, and this is where I'm heading to.
Okay.
So we'll wait and see why. I feel really excited. I feel that there's a big shift coming. I'm not sure what it's all about for me personally, but I feel that it is very much to do with a new energy coming through my vessel as a being onto the planet. And this energy of Mary, and this is what Spirit are telling me now, they haven't told me before, but what they're saying is that this energy of Mary is an energy of love. We know that, but it's an energy of a more expanded aspect of holding love within ourselves and seeing love differently than the way we might have ever seen or experienced it before. I know that many people who are listening will understand that with the Earth shift to the fifth dimension, there's an incredible energy shift, an increase of the vibration of the energy surrounding the Earth as it's moved into the fifth dimension, but also an increase in the vibrational energy moving through us, through our energy fields, through the energy circuits of our body. We're literally have become enlightened, and this physical enlightenment that we're all experiencing, and it's bringing up many things in our lives that we can probably talk about later. But this physical enlightenment that we're all experiencing is also being accompanied by a consciousness enlightenment. And, of course, love is the key and the way. Love is the bridge to this more expanded consciousness that we all are being both challenged and asked to move into in this new age.
Okay. Judy, there's a couple of topics that you brought up in that beautiful explanation of what happened last year and what the Holy Spirit has guided you to do now that I'd love to touch on in just a couple of moments for the listeners who are new to this conversation. So when we're going to take a brief break here for a minute, and when we come back, we're going to just touch on what exactly light language is,
yes.
And then we want to talk a bit more about what this is all about as far as seeing love in a new way. It sounds like you're getting that we're going to have new eyes.
Yes.
Yeah, and
here we are, when new eyes to see in a different way.
Oh.
And while the break is happening, and I know that part of a radio station, while the break is happening, I'm just going to ask your listeners to put your hands over your heart chakra and just sit quietly during this break, because during this break there's going to be a lot of energy coming into you. This is the energy of God, the energy of the Magdalene coming into you personally.
Beautiful. And for those who are new to this conversation, I would just like to say the heart chakra, this is the energetic center. It's just one of the energetic powerhouses in the body, and it's located in the middle of your chest. So if you put one hand over the other in front of what we call the sternum or the breastbone, that would be the location that we're talking about. This would be a heart-opening and energy-activating experience.
You are welcome back to Living Spirit Radio here on 103.3 FM, 1370 AM, where we are just in a very intense and special moment. Let me just say that this portion of the show is brought to you by OnenessWellnessLifestyles.com. Oneness by Shifa is a line of totally organic products created with all natural ingredients to enhance your life experience. And we are in a serious moment of enhancement right now with Judy Satori. Dr. Leslie?
Well, welcome back. And we are very privileged to have a special guest today and longstanding friend of my own, spiritual teacher and facilitator, Judy Satori. And Judy is sharing with us about her upcoming trip to Provence in France and the changes that are taking place and that we are looking forward to learning more about as far as connections with the Mary Magdalene energies. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Leslie. Hi.
Judy, when you were describing your adventures last year and going to the cave there in Provence, we were discussing that you were brought into a state of, I'm going to say, activation by God quite
yes.
spontaneously there at 7 a.m. and the chapel bells started ringing at the same time, and it sounded like a divine orchestration that was going on, just like divine music and language. Yes, a heavenly choir. I wonder if you would explain for our new listeners what the dynamics of light language is.
Yes. Well, let me go back to when I first started working with this energy, because I'm just an ordinary person like everybody else. There's nothing special about me. It's just that I have been prepared by spirit to do certain work, and my energy field has been open. You know, we have a physical body, Leslie, but we also have an energy field
mm-hmm.
around us.
Mm-hmm.
And so my energy field, which is like the ability to receive and transmit energy from other dimensions, and people might be wondering what a dimension is. A dimension really is just like a vibrating envelope of light that encircles a planet or a star or a place within this galaxy. And the Earth has been vibrating at a certain resonance or a certain pattern or wave of vibration, which we have termed the third dimension for a very long time. And on the 21st of December last year, 2012, this vibrational resonance became faster. So this vibrations began to amp up and pulsate more quickly. And what this has done, it just quickened us, literally. And 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ came to the planet, he spoke about the quickening. He was literally quickened by the energy of God, which is light, vibration, sound, and we understand this from science, from Einstein, that energy is light, vibration, and sound. And so the light, which comes through, which is energy, quickens us. And initially, when I first started working with spirit in this way, which was 15 years ago, I didn't speak light language. I just connected with other dimensional worlds, other wave bands of energy, and telepathically connected with the information of universal mind. We might call it the mind of God or oneness, mm-hmm. universal oneness. And there were certain beings, we might call them ascended masters or spiritual beings from, or even angels, from other worlds that would telepathically transmit information into my mind. Mm. It wasn't like somebody saying in a loud voice, do this. It was more like a voice within my head that I knew was not mine.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that something very profound was happening though, that I wasn't mentally ill or anything, because when I would get this energy coming through my body would shake with the energy, because the energy of a being who is in another dimension was different to my energy. So when my mind, my receiving mind, created a conjunction with that mind, the difference in energy vibration between their energy and my energy at the beginning of my work was great, and so I shook with the vibration.
Mm-hmm.
But now I don't shake at all. There's no strange voices coming out of my mouth. There's no shaking coming from my body, because my energy fields and my whole energy anatomy has been adjusted by spirit to be in sync with these more expanded and accelerated vibrations from many, what we might call multidimensional realities, many, many dimensions, many aspects of God and many, many other worlds, to sync with them very easily.
Right.
And around 10 years ago, I was at a spiritual festival in Christchurch in New Zealand called Convergence. And I got told by my spiritual guide to prepare myself to stand in front of a group of people on the first of the year, and it was the 1st of January 2003, and that they wanted to say something. I was to say something. I didn't know what it is, what I was meant to say. And this has been my passion through the entire time I've worked with spirit. I never know what it is that they want me to say. And this is the function of a channel. You don't actually know. You are a conduit for the energy. You're a conduit for the information. So I stood in front of this group of people in this big marquee, and I said to them, you know, this is what I've been asked to do by spirit. I don't actually know what's going to come out of my mouth, but let's try. So I closed my eyes, and I just waited for the energy conjunction from spirit to happen with my body. And from out of my mouth came this very strange language, which I have called light language. And I know other people refer to it as light language too, the language of light. And the language of light is really the language of God. You could also call it speaking in tongues. It's a spiritual language which we all can speak when we are aligned with the certain vibration, which is spirit.
Okay, so this would be similar to the story we know of at Pentecost, when the disciples had this language open up through them.
Exactly.
And the Holy Spirit was like
language.
Flames of fire above their head. Okay, so it's
exactly.
Kind of like
it is spiritual language.
Bringing, having a spiritual language that's from a higher place than where we are here, moving through our body.
Is it like that, right? Is it like angelic
yes.
script or something?
There could possibly be aspects of this language which are like angelic script. But the language of light, there's several reasons for me speaking the light language. Most often it's coming from the Elohim, which is, El is a Hebrew word which means God. And the Elohim is really just meaning the God, or the plural aspect of God, or the Godhead.
Mm-hmm.
And the Elohim is the creator aspect of God, the energy creator aspect of the energy powerhouse of God. And God created heaven and earth. You see, God created everything. So this is a creative energy that is coming through me. And because we have moved, the earth has moved into what we call now the fifth dimension that I explained, this new creative energy is, I am told by my spirit, coming through out of my mouth, to literally help to create people to mesh with the new vibrations of the earth and to recreate their own reality, both first within themselves, with their consciousness, with the physical body, because part of this new energy is to actually, it's actually more life-enhancing of the physical body. So it will help the physical body to heal and become better able to function. So the cells of the body receive more light. They receive more energy. And when the cells of the body receive more energy, they function better. And all the organs and systems of the body function better. And this is also what has been promised to us as the people of God at this time on earth, you see. So that's one aspect. The second aspect is the light, the energy also creates consciousness change so that we think less in negative, disempowering ways, and we begin to think more in positive, life-enhancing, loving ways.
Right, so we step up that ladder.
That's right.
We
Good.
Step up that ladder that you were talking about at the beginning
the
of the program.
Emotional ladder, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So there's also an aspect of the energy that's coming through me, which is to do with recoding, I'll say recoding the DNA, and that's a pretty broad statement. But what I really mean here is that mankind has the potential to be much more than we think we are. And the energy codes, which are what a lot of the flight language that comes out of our mouth actually is, it's actually instructing our soul to change. It's instructing the soul to merge more with its truth. And it's creating openings within the DNA code, the human genome, to activate an advancement of human potential.
Judy, can I just interject there that and remind the listeners, I know that you're already aware of this, Judy, that science says that man is only using less than 4% of our brain. That we're already created with at least 96% more potential than what we're using in our minds. I've often said, you know, I would imagine if we're using 20% of our brain, we probably wouldn't have to talk to communicate. We'd be perceiving each other's thoughts energetically. I mean, this is just my, this is Dr. Leslie's theory. But yes, we're already aware that we're created even physically and scientifically, we're aware that we're created with much more potential than what we're exhibiting. Why do you think it is that we're not already living that potential?
Because the earth hasn't been at the required resonance for us to be able to activate the feeder lines of light that, when switched on, will connect us up to that potential. You see, the third dimensional Earth, as it was, is more dense. And so as the Earth shifts into this fast-pulsating energy wave band of light, every human being on the Earth is becoming activated also by this energy, because we are beings living on the Earth. And it's giving the possibility now for us to move into a new human evolutionary form, really, to activate aspects of our brain power, our mind power, which haven't been able to be utilized fully, as you said, Leslie. Mm-hmm. You know, the junk DNA, it's not junk DNA. What is it for? It's there because it hasn't been able to be activated until now. But what spirit are telling us is that in the years ahead, all human beings on Earth will be able to step up into this, what I call, and what I wrote a book about 2 years ago, actually, Leslie. It's called Sunshine Before the Dawn.
Sunshine Before the Dawn.
And it's the story that Bert dictated to me about how we all came to the Earth from the stars, and that we came to the Earth to take into ourselves a new, more advanced type of genetic code within this galaxy, which at this time is able to be activated. So we were not, it's a bit like, we had for a long time an old Model A car, and now we're getting the latest Porsche. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just an example in human talk, too.
Wow.
It's not quite like that. But we're being upgraded, and we're being upgraded by God, by Spirit.
Ooh, how exciting, from economy to first class.
All right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
I am there.
So Judy, when you came in contact with this type of knowledge, was there...
Yes.
What did you feel like? How did you feel?
Well, it was a gradual process for me, so it wasn't like instant light language, you see. And I think that enabled my human self to adapt to it slowly and to understand it. Because the understanding of what I was doing has always played a very important part for me. It wasn't just like speaking some light language and not understanding it. And there's been times when I was asked to go to Bali, and other places around the earth to study with spirit just alone. And I think that's why also I'm going to France, is to study with spirit, to take in this new energy, which Mary Magdalene, she brought this energy of God. And I'm told it's the female aspect of God that she brought through her body as Azura. And she brought this energy through her physical vessel. I'm not about to say that I'm going to bring it through my physical vessel, but I'm being asked to go to Saint Blasentbaum for a reason, and I really don't know what I'm going to find when I go there. But it's a matter of just trust and surrender and knowing that all is in divine right timing and that all is well.
Yes.
So you see this as another step on a timeline of some sort of a higher plan, Judy?
Yes, I do, because there's been many changes in my life, and almost like preparing me for this new beginning on my own journey of soul, but it's a new beginning with my work and the energy that is brought through, because none of the work that I do with people or with spirit is orchestrated by me. Even the book that I wrote, I would get it sentence by sentence at a time. It wasn't. I had no idea what the plot would be. And it just evolved, and it really surprised me because it evolved into a love story, a novel, mm-hmm. about a man from Lyra, 12-dimensional Lyra, and a woman from Sirius called Ithania.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that when I sat down at the computer to write the book.
Wow.
All I did, I saw a spaceship in the sky, actually, above the lake in the house in upstate New York where Tim, my husband, and I live. And I got a lot of energy coming to my throat and told that you are to write a book. Mm. Well, I didn't know what it was about. And 5 months later, the words started to come. So, I mean, I've had many situations like that in my life. And it has been a matter of gradual trust and faith, but it certainly wasn't like that at the beginning. It's been a journey, certainly a journey.
Mm.
That's fascinating. That's fascinating. So, Judy, then would you say that, in a way, you know, you're being brought through you divine words of knowledge, or even do you have what some would call prophecy happening? Is this like the Holy Spirit bringing through words and information that you would not have had any awareness of in your natural self?
Totally.
Okay.
Totally, because as I'm talking to you now, I'm not planning what I'm going to say. I'm just allowing what's coming into my mind to come out of my mouth, which is the way it's always had to be. So I keep stressing, I'm an ordinary person, but what I want everybody to understand is that we all have these capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
We all are an aspect of God. God is within all of us.
Yes.
And as we are part of that energy field or energy powerhouse, which is God, we were created by God. We are an aspect of God. We all have abilities that we can now, as the earth has moved into the fifth dimension, learn to tap into.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Judy. That's beautiful. Judy, we're going to take another short break. We would love for you to carry on with us a little longer after that break. And actually, listeners, what we're going to be talking about is I'm going to ask Judy how we all can start stepping more and more into these gifts that she's saying are within us all, how we can be moving into that higher empowerment and being more of what we're destined to be. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Judy. We'll see you in just a minute.
You.
You're listening to 103.3 FM, 1370 AM, Living Spirit Radio, the Holistic Living Show with Dr. Leslie and our special and most fabulous guest, Judy Satori. Dr. Leslie, I mean, I am all choked up. I just want you to know that I'm over here with chills and just, you know, dealing in a wonderful way with everything that's going on.
So excuse me if I lose my breath.
It's powerful.
The energy in this room right now is kind of amazing.
It is amazing.
I mean, I'm babbing off of what she's saying. I'm getting clarity.
Oh, yes.
From this information, it's clearing up a lot of things questions that I have about myself and within myself.
Okay.
So I appreciate the information.
Yes. Yes. And as I was speaking with Judy for a minute while we were on the break, and there were a couple of things that, you know, I wanted to bring into the conversation. We are the bridge to wholeness, and we're also the bridge in consciousness steps as far as relating one understanding to another. Okay.
Right.
And so I just wanted to back up for a minute for those who are a bit unfamiliar with this amazing off the planet conversation that's happening with Judy Satori, my longtime friend and an amazing spiritual teacher and facilitator worldwide. Judy and I were talking about the changes that she has gone through with her own physical body through the years since she started having the Holy Spirit open up communication to and through her body.
Yes.
And I was thinking myself about in the Old Testament of the Christian Bible where it talks about the priest going into what was called the Holy of Holies. It was this room of godness that had such a high, we're going to say, energy or vibration that the physical body of those priests or of any man would not be able to sustain itself in that field.
Mm.
And so for them to go in there and survive, they actually wore robes that had a number of crystals sewn into the robes to help alter
yes.
their own energetic state to be able to be in that place.
Yes.
And there were a number of things that they had to do with themselves, with their minds, and with their clothing to go in there. And even still, they would wear a rope tied to their ankle and a bell
mm-hmm.
so that if their frequency was not high enough for them to exist in that presence of God, in that high, high energetic frequency, and they fell over dead because mm-hmm. they were struck down by it, they would drag, you know, the people on the outside would hear the bell ring, and they'd pull them by that rope back out.
All right.
Because, okay. So I guess that's what, Judy, you were explaining, is that a third-dimensional body needs some recalibrating
mm-hmm.
to be able to be with these high, high frequencies that are kind of like the stepped-up energies of God.
Mm.
And you've gone through that yourself physically. Do you feel that this is a time where all of us are starting to be changed, even in our physical body, to where we can be closer to God like that?
Ooh.
Yes, I do really feel this. I feel that this is true for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens as we start to change is that we might appear on the surface to get unwell because what's called karmic miasmic patterning, what this is just a distorted energy frequency of past life thought and belief. It's locked into us on all levels of our being, from the cells of our body to our energy field. Because we're energy beings, we're like a note, like a vibration. If we could bring it down to one note, we're really one note. But that note of vibration, energetically, has lots of tones and overtones. And because of our experiences in previous lifetimes, we have got distorted patterns of vibration within our being, you see.
Wow.
So as we start to be able to take in more light, as more light is coming into us, more energy or spirit coming into us, the stuff of us which is not at that pure, high, loving vibration, that energy comes up to be cleared and released. And temporarily, this can bring up for many people a feeling like they're ill. They may, you know, you have symptoms as if you're unwell. Often you might go to the doctor and there's nothing, they can't find anything wrong with you, but you feel really unwell. And sometimes it can actually manifest as physical unwellness, dis-ease situations coming up within the body.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So this is like an inside-out clearing out then, right?
Absolutely.
Starting from within and pushing it out?
Yes. And on my website, I've got a lot of free energy transmissions to help people to clear. They're called Karma Clear.
Yes.
And there's also programs. There's a program called Healing the Pain, which is about clearing projected energy from other people in either this or past life.
Mm.
There's another one called Weight Loss for Body and Mind, which is about soul, healing the status of the soul. And there's one called Tuning the Physical Instrument, which is helping to align and balance all the organs and systems of the body. And they've all been given to me by spirit to help people.
Right. And listeners, that website is thesoundoflight.com, thesoundoflight.com, where you can access Judy's free activations and these other programs that she's describing that, Judy, then are going to help to recalibrate our physical and energetic bodies to be able to facilitate this new move of the Holy Spirit on the planet. Is that what I'm getting? Okay.
Yes,
Judy, can you tell us how this is linked to the Mary Magdalene energies? What do you think is going to be new and different? How are we going to be impacted with these changes related to the feminine?
Right. Well, this is totally being transmitted from spirit because this question that you're asking,
yes.
I'm going to give you an answer, but it's being totally transmitted by spirit.
I feel it right now. Yep.
Okay. This is what they're saying. They say, at this time, there are many changes occurring. The propulsion for this, or the catalyst for this, is the shift of the Earth to the fifth dimension, which occurred last year, 21st of December. But the changes are ongoing, and the changes will continue for the next 21 years. And what they're saying, too, is that they're accelerating. This feeling of energy shift is accelerating through this period. So it's not static. It's a bit like, as we've experienced with the internet age, the new discoveries and the way that new technology is used over the last 10 years has it increases exponentially. So the energy changes that we're going to experience and the new information that is going to be imparted and given to people to develop new technologies to assist humanity, this is also increasing exponentially over the next 21 years. This
wow.
is a very pivotal time for humanity and for the Earth. The magnetic energy that I'm being asked to bring in and hold is an energy of new creation.
New creation.
It's an energy of new creation.
Yes.
It's an energy of divine, it's bringing the divine feminine aspect. And remember, the feminine gives birth. So the divine feminine aspect of God, Asura, which is called Asura, is being brought, has brought through many women, people in history.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what they're saying. They're saying that this energy of new creation is what is being stepped up a notch. It's being brought into a new epoch, a new era, because the Earth is also in this new epoch or this new era.
Yes.
So,
and
so
it's all tied in with new, it's all tied in with the slogan I was asked to put on my website as we moved into this year, 2013, which is about creating new life on a new Earth. So all the energy that's going to be coming through is about creating, helping people to create and ground this new life on the new Earth.
Wow.
And many people will step into this role of helping people to create new life on a new Earth.
Mm.
But my role is to bring through the codings, the energetic vibratory codings, to open the soul and open the energy fields to allow for this process of change to occur.
Powerful.
This is what I'm getting.
Powerful.
So,
Judy, I just want to acknowledge you and thank you for your willingness to follow your calling from God. I have watched you for 20 years make so many sacrifices in your own personal life to open yourself to be the vessel that you've allowed yourself to be used as, to be in physical a hand of God on this planet. I just want to thank you for that and just be a representative of the thousands upon thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who you have allowed God to reach through you and help to move to a whole new level of living their lives in this world and of connecting with their full divine potential. Thank you for that, Judy, and thank you for joining us today and
thank
sharing with
so
us.
Much.
We really look forward to following your next movements and bringing the listeners back in again after you come back from France. So, listeners, we will have a follow-up here. Don't forget, Judy's website is thesoundoflight.com. Stay tuned. And, of course, she's on Facebook as Judy Satori, S-A-T-O-R-I, Judy Satori. So stay in touch. Stay tuned as we watch this divine path unfolding with new energy and information being brought to us. Judy, thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Mm.
And I just have a short blessing that Spirit wants to give to everybody who's listening. It's to do with the love. It's to do with love. It's to do with one of the symbols of Mary Magdalene is the rose. So it's to do with opening our own being like a little rosebud, blossoming and opening into a beautiful rose.
Oh.
And it's going to be delivered in light language, and it's to be received through the heart.
Do you see a color for that, Judy? What color comes?
I see it as beautiful pink. It's like a... No, I don't, actually. I see it more as a peach-orange-colored rose, actually. And it's really interesting because that's the image of the rose that I was asked to use in my communications about Mary Magdalene. I didn't know this until now.
Judy,
so
that's amazing.
It's like orange. It's to do with the passion and the energy of life force energy that flows through that particular tone.
Judy, can I tell you that I'm wearing this orange scarf right now? And this color, the orange and the peach, is also what I have been getting from the Holy Spirit. And I think that many of us are starting to resonate with that color as you're describing it as the color of creation. That the orange is from that energetic center, which is the creative aspect of our own energy. And that pink is unconditional love. And so yeah. when we blend that creative aspect of ourselves with unconditional love, which many of us know as the Christ energy, then we're actually creating through the heart. Creating through the heart. And that just comes to me as you're bringing up those colors, Judy, and when it shifted for you in that moment to that peach and orange, I just stand in awe. I just think there's an amazing divine guidance that's opening up here. We just send you blessings and love on your journey tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely.
And we look forward to connecting in with you when you come back.
Thank you very, very much. Yeah. It's been wonderful on the show, and I do appreciate it greatly. And this is to do with love from the Magdalene energy for everybody listening. Niki kuzele kijele samo koya. Yeshisa dizuku kula sija la makazi lo kujenia. Meko la kiza la kujele sama tu yeshiliki. Meko la kiza la kujele sa kala bedu shteya sa nama lo kudu kshvili. Meshe la kada kada bedu shvete kada bedu shvete kada bedu shvete kada bedu shvete kada bedu shvete
Beautiful. Thank you, Judy. Thank you. Listeners, thank you for joining in. We invite you to join us again next week, Friday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the United States. Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie, your bridge to wholeness. You can reach us on bridgeholistichealing.com if you want to follow up with any more support and information while Judy is away. bridgeholistichealing.com. Blessings, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks so much for listening.